We worked together at the very first period. We became friends because we both saw something in each other that was very similar. She loved his work. I did love mine. He was as precise as he could with what he was doing, and I was too. He was very serious and very honest and direct. And I think I was too. So all these are qualities that are valuable. And he was very good in interpreting the forms and the shapes. And that was very encouraging for me to see someone that he has in his hand and his senses, the ancient forms. I worked with this paper cut resist technique that I developed through my cutouts. I was doing cutouts at the time, paper cutouts, that I used for different things. I mean, there were cutouts that I used for artist books, text cutouts that were for celebrations of birthdays of my friends or whatever. And then I thought at some point that these maybe could be used in pottery. After I worked a little bit with him and saw how clay is as a material. So, and after the Firoja show, I tried that out. And in winter, we came here in February of 2000. And I tried that out and I saw it worked. And then I thought it can't be true that I discovered that, because the Chinese had both paper and clay. So I went to the libraries in New York and found out that indeed the Chinese had used a technique that was reinvented in different periods called paper cut resist, and they abandoned it and reinvented it because it was too labor intensive and their pottery was an everyday use object. So it was sort of logical that they abandoned it as a technique. Mm-hmm. And I found a sample in a book that exists in the Victoria and Albert Museum, and is exactly this technique. I have never seen the original, but a photograph of it. And I started working with him with platters that he was throwing, and I was doing all the work on the platters. It's really labor intensive though, because the paper cutouts, after the badanas comes over them, the paper is removed. But by removing the paper, you have a residue all around the edges, which has to be cleared, otherwise it is looking as half done. So I was having an X-Acto knife and cleaning all the edges, like recreating practically the cutout, the paper cutout, on the platter. I had fun to work with this technique in the pottery. I was often left with Margarita in her carriage. She was a baby, and I had to just somehow make something to keep her amused so that she does not cry, and work at the same time. And then at the same time, there were all these foreigners coming into the workshop, all from all nationalities. So I had to speak German, French, or English with each of them and explain what these are and how much they cost. And so it was fun. It was for me also a new experience, because I'm not used to work having someone else around me. I prefer to work alone. It was interesting to try to accommodate myself into the new circumstance.